Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Zeile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bernard Gilkey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry McGriff. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Urbani. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Tom Urbani. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Carlos Garcia. Batting second. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting third. The first baseman, Orlando Merced. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lloyd McClendon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jeff King. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Andy Van Slyke. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Steve Pagès. Batting 8th. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Rick White. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rick White. And now, play ball. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Merced scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jeffries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Carlos Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Lankford. Bell reaches second base with a double. Orlando Merced batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McClendon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeile fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Todd Zeile batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Zeile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Whiten takes first base on ball four. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gilkey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whiten moves to second. Terry McGriff is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McGriff hits a fly ball into right field. McClendon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Oquendo hits a fly ball into center field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jeff King batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Van Slyke batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Van Slyke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Steve Pegues is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pegues hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Pegues reaches second base with a double. Don Slott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Slott takes first base on ball 4. Rick White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Urbani is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Urbani hits a fly ball into left field. Pegues settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lankford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Merced scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lankford for the out. 2 outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alicia is 0 for 1 in the game. Alicia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Alicia moves to second. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on White. Alicia moves to third. Jeffries moves to second. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zeile is 0 for 1 in the game. Zeile hits a fly ball into center field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Carlos Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Pirates. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Gilkey. Bell reaches second base with a double. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Merced is 0 for 1 in the game. Merced hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McClendon is 0 for 1 in the game. McClendon hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Urbani. Bell moves to third. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell scores. It's 2 to nothing, Pirates. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Van Slyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Slyke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Urbani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. King moves to second. Steve Pegues is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pegues is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pegues hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. the Cardinals will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Whiten hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gilkey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gilkey hits a fly ball into center field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry McGriff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGriff is 0-for-1 in the game. McGriff is hit by the pitch. Whiten moves to second. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-1 in the game. Oquendo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whiten moves to third. McGriff moves to second. Tom Urbani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urbani is 0-for-1 in the game. Urbani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whiten scores. McGriff moves to third. Oquendo moves to second. It's 2-1, Pirates. Ray Lankford batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lankford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lankford hits a fly ball into right field. McClendon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGriff tags and scores. Oquendo tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Cardinals, 2, Pirates, 2. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Alicia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alicia hits a fly ball into right field. McClendon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Slott hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alicia misplays the ball. That's an error on Alicia. Rick White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White is hit by the pitch. Slott moves to second. Carlos Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garcia strikes out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Slott moves to third. White moves to second. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Merced is 0-for-2 in the game. Merced hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Zile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd McClendon batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McClendon is 0-for-2 in the game. McClendon hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Zile batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Zile is 0-for-2 in the game. Zile hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Slott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Whiten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whiten hits a line drive towards first. Merced reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. King hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Van Slyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Van Slyke hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Whiten, who is chasing the ball. Van Slyke reaches third base with a triple. Steve Pegues is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pegues is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pegues hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Van Slyke scores. It's 3-2, Pirates. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pegues. The throw from McGriff and he is safe. Pegues steals second. Gary Buckles now pitching. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Slott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Slott strikes out. Two outs. Rick White is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bernard Gilkey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilkey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gilkey takes first base on ball 4. Terry McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McGriff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gilkey moves to second. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Oquendo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oquendo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. King settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Coolbaugh pinch hits for Gary Buckles. Scott Coolbaugh is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Coolbaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. King fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Vicente Palacios now pitching. Carlos Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Garcia moves to third. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Merced is 0-for-3 in the game. Merced hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Alicia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClendon is 0-for-3 in the game. McClendon hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gilkey. McClendon reaches second base with a double. Garcia scores. Bell moves to third. It's 4-2, Pirates. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. King hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. McClendon tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Pirates. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Van Slyke is walked intentionally. Steve Pegues is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pegues is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pegues hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palacios fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ravelo Manzanillo now pitching. Gary Varsho now playing left field. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lankford is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lankford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alicia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alicia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lankford moves to second. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Merced settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Zile is 0-for-3 in the game. Zile takes first base on ball 4. Lankford moves to third. Alicia moves to second. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Whiten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whiten hits a fly ball into right field. McClendon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lankford tags and scores. Alicia tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Pirates. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gilkey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilkey takes first base on ball 4. Zile moves to second. Terry McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McGriff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McGriff hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Alicia scores. Zile scores. Gilkey moves to third. It's Cardinals, 5, Pirates, 5. Mike Dyer now pitching. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oquendo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oquendo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Slott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Slott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Varsho is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Varsho strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Garcia is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Garcia is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gerald Young pinch hits for Vicente Palacios. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Young. The throw from Slott and he is safe. Young steals second. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lankford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lankford is hit by the pitch. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Alicia is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Young moves to third. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jeffries is walked intentionally. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Jeffries. The throw from slot and he is safe. Jeffries steals second. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zeile is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Zeile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Brian Eversgaard now pitching. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Merced is 0-for-4 in the game. Merced hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McClendon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McClendon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merced moves to second. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. King hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alicia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Van Slyke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Van Slyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Paul Wagner now pitching. Tom Foley now playing third base. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Whiten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Whiten hits a fly ball into left field. Varsho settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernard Gilkey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilkey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Gilkey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry McGriff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGriff is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gilkey moves to second. 2 outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oquendo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oquendo hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Tom Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Foley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Foley reaches second base with a double. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Slott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Slott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foley moves to third. Gary Varsho is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Varsho is 0-for-1 in the game. Varsho is hit by the pitch. Slott moves to second. Carlos Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia strikes out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foley scores. Slott moves to third. Varsho moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.